It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your host, Mike Hogan, and my guest live in studio with me, Andrew Norman. He's the Chief Operating Officer of Rabble Mill, which is the Jeopardy answer to the question, what do you do when several nonprofits want to get together and use the force of their combined strength to get some things done? And the answer is Rabble Mill. Andrew, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mike.
Appreciate it. Can you take us through the genesis of that? Because you were running a different nonprofit,
right,
and got together with some other folks with whom you'd collaborated, and this idea was born.
Yeah. Great question. So my wife Angie and I started Here in Nebraska, a nonprofit, in 2010, and its mission was to cultivate Nebraska's music community and build its music industry. And so we ran that for about 7 years. And at the same time, our good friend Mike Smith had been running a nonprofit in Lincoln called The Bay, skate park, concert venue, outreach facility. And we had collaborated a ton over the years, and really our missions started sort of merging a little bit. They built a venue, and so all of a sudden they had a need for music programming, and we really felt the need to focus on building music industry skills in kids. And so it was kind of a natural connection. We merged in December 2017 to form Rabble Mill, and now we're operating as one organization. We have an office here in Omaha, and we also have The Bay, which is our real headquarters in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Outstanding. Now, what is it that you do? Can you define your mission?
Yeah, our mission is to end generational poverty one young person at a time. And we do it by plugging kids into opportunities through skateboarding, music, and digital art. We use outreach as a way to help stabilize some of these at-risk kids' families, while giving them an opportunity to find their passion through these different kind of art skills.
Outstanding. So can you give me an example of kind of down to the granular level of how that would work? So we find child A,
yeah,
his name is Billy. There's an issue here. How do you enter the situation, and then how do you help?
Sure. So we have a full-time outreach director. Her name is Nikki Siegel. She's fantastic. So she works with families who are in the margins, really doing preventative work. So not so much dealing with crisis, but trying to prevent them from falling into crisis.
So is that things like making sure that they're not at risk for no food, or at risk for losing their home, or things like this? Is that the type of?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thing
we're talking about? So we've kind of switched our outreach angle a little bit. We used to really deal with folks who were in crisis. Maybe, you know, they lost their home, they lost their job, they had a medical emergency, and they were really in trouble. And so we help with rent assistance and help them find resources. We've really switched to trying to help families who are doing a lot of things right, but you know, it takes one medical emergency to find themselves in that kind of crisis.
Keep that last straw from hitting the camel's back and breaking it.
Yeah,
right?
It's the idea of you know, fixing the roof when the sun is shining.
Right.
And so Nikki works with mom to help kind of stabilize families, you know, building on what they're doing right, but also, you know, maybe they need support in helping budget, or, you know, there are tons of social service agencies in our communities that do that kind of crisis work. So we refer to those agencies and partner with many of them, but really try to focus on, you know, what is the family doing right, and let's build that. And so for kids, so we have a 30,000 square foot warehouse. It's a facility. It has the region's biggest public indoor skate park, a digital art space with an amazing suite of computers, and a all ages concert venue. So this fall, we're beginning to do real after school programming. So kids can come in, and that's where, you know, we help plug them into skateboarding, digital art, music, help them find their passion, and then just give them opportunities to get really great at it at a young age. We also then refer some of their families back to Nikki, and she works with them. So it's kind of, you know, we want kids to be able to be kids and really explore what they love and find their passion and not have to worry so much about, you know, what's going on at home. So if we can stabilize the home situation and give the kids an opportunity to fall in love with something, I think we're going to win.
Absolutely. Now, people are going to have an opportunity to help here. I want to talk about, you've got an event coming up on August 25th, Saturday. Tell me about that in 15 seconds.
Yeah, it's the Skate Art Music Anti-Gala. It is our style of a gala. We have 12 bands on two stages headlined by Screaming Females. We have the region's biggest skateboarding competition, runs all day. Starts with skate school at 1 p.m., anybody can bring their kid, no experience necessary, and then it's going to end with the most intense skateboarding competition you've ever seen.
The website where people can get information so they can get involved.
Rabblemill.org.
That's very easy, rabblemill.org. That there is Andrew Norman. He's the Chief Operating Officer of Rabblemill. Andrew, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thanks, Mike.
Morning Edition picks up right now on KIOS FM.